Senate Special Committee on Budget and Finance, Saturday, March 2nd, hearing room E, 6:00 PM, Senator Hannan, Chair.
Committee will come to order. We're going to have a public hearing and possible work session on a series of bills this evening. First one is House Bill 4032-8. Mr. Warner.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 4032-A establishes procedures for preparation of ballot title, financial estimate, and explanatory statement for HJR 76, which is at the bottom of your agenda. This would establish the procedures, and the AG would have the responsibility of developing the ballot title.
Are there any questions of Mr. Warner? If not, we will open the public hearing on House Bill 4032-8. Is there anyone who would like to testify on House Bill 4032-8? Mr. Yates, would you like to testify? All right, well, we'll let you pass tonight. We were hoping to have Lon Maben here to give invocation, but he couldn't make it by prior commitment. Is there any other discussion to come before us? If not, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 4032-8. Open the work session on House Bill 4032-8.
Mr. Chair, I move.
Just a moment, we have a slight technical amendment.
We have an amendment, sorry, Senator. Amendment dash A2, which is proposed by council to clarify in the event that Senate Bill 1010 from the first special session is not vetoed. That was the ballot title, a ballot procedure measure that was to accompany SJR 50. And this would clarify, it was on the governor's list of potential vetoes, but it's not been vetoed at this point. The council is here to explain the amendment.
Thank you.
Is there any questions? Come on up, would you please?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Ted Reutlinger from the Legislative Council's Office. What the 4032-A2 amendments do is address the possibility that SJR 50 will be on the ballot. When we drafted this bill originally, the intent of the legislature was to rescind SJR 50 and have that measure not appear on the ballot. Apparently, there is some legal dispute about that happening now. So when we drafted this bill, 4032, we repealed Senate Bill 1010, which was the accompanying election procedure bill for SJR 50. But now, since it appears SJR 50 may be on the ballot, it seems to me that we want to keep Senate Bill 1010 to accommodate the SJR 50 referral. So all this amendment does is repeal the repeal of Senate Bill 1010 in case SJR 50 makes it to the ballot.
Okay. Are there any questions by committee members? If not, Senator Courtney, would you like to move the amendment?
This amendment, I want to make sure I understand this bill. This bill is simply deciding, you said it again, what's the bill doing, please?
This is House Bill 4032-A, and it sets up the referral procedures for House Joint Resolution 76A that we're going to be dealing with shortly.
Okay.
And basically, it sets up the election procedures, but there was a technical amendment because of language with ballot measure or SJR.
Okay, I'll move the dash two amendments, Mr. Chair, to House Bill 4032.
Senator Courtney now moves that we amend the A2 amendments into House Bill 4032-A. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Not, it's been so approved.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to move House Bill 4032-A as amended to the Senate floor, do pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney now moves House Bill 4032-A as amended to the full Senate with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection?
Objection.
Senator Carter will be recorded as voting no. All others will be recorded as voting aye. The motion passes. close the work session on House Bill 4032. Some of my colleagues on the Senate side, on the Democratic side, will understand House Bill 4034B, House Bill 4043 are not in our possession, nor will they be, and they do not intend on appearing their ugly head in this committee again.
There's 4034B, and what else, Mr. Chair, please?
4034B and 4043.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay. We will open the hearing and work session on House Bill 4041, ballot title for House Joint Resolution 76. Mr. Warner.
Mr. Chairman, you need a carrier for 4032.
Is there anyone who'd like to volunteer?
With me.
Senator Butler will volunteer.
Okay. Mr. Chair, House Bill 4041A is a ballot title for HJR 76. There was some concern, particularly members of the House Budget Committee, with the ballot title language that came from SJR 50, initially from the AG. So it was, the request was put into Legislative Council to develop ballot title language, and that's what House Bill 4041 is. If House Bill 4041 is approved, then 4032 becomes unnecessary. The language in terms of the ballot title. So the language in the ballot title says that the you can amend the Constitution, it creates an Education Stability Fund, and it transfers monies from the Education Stability Fund to the State School Fund. That's the language that appears in the lines 9 and 10 on House Bill 4041.
I have a question. Senator Courtney.
So let me understand this. If 4042 passes, then 4032 is unnecessary.
Senator, if 4041 passes, then the ballot title portion of that, the AG is not responsible for the ballot title. This ballot title would supersede that procedure. The same procedures in terms of the timelines would continue to operate. What this would do is substitute this ballot title would appear rather than something from the AG.
One thing we'll be cautious of, Senator, is don't anticipate any more special sessions, because if there are, there could be more ballot measures to follow. We're setting a record for special sessions and ballot measures referrals.
Okay, that's okay. That's good. Okay. Yeah, thank you, sir.
All right. Is there further questions of Mr. Warner? Not, we will open the public hearing on House Bill 4041-A. Is there anyone who would like to testify on House Bill 4041-A? Mr. Dwyer from the Statesman Journal, would you like to testify?
Senator Hannon, thank you very much for the opportunity, but I think I'll pass.
You'll pass this time, okay. All right, is there further questions or comments? Is there anyone else who wishes to testify? If not, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 4041A. Open the work session on House Bill 4041A.
I think it's enough. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4041A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney now moves House Bill 4041-A to the full Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection?
Objection.
Senator Carter will be recorded as voting no. All others? Aye. Motion passes.
Inquirer.
Senator Courtney?
I don't understand it, but yeah, I'll carry it.
Okay.
He said.
Put your legal background to work for you there.
I'll just say something, but
just read it in the record.
That's what I'll be helping.
Okay. Close the work session on House Bill 4041A. Open the hearing and work session on House Bill 4042-A. Mr. Warner.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 4042A is before you because of, as Mr. Whitelinger mentioned, there is a possibility that SJR 50 may appear on the ballot, even though it's been rescinded in HJR 76. As you'll see in that language, there is some concern that that may occur. If indeed it does occur, House Bill 4042 puts in the language that you just saw on House Bill 4041 as the ballot title wording. So the wording on that measure is identical to 4041.
Mr. Chair, I got it.
Senator Courtney.
Do you know, when you combine what he just said on 4041A with 4042A, did you listen to what he said?
I heard it. It was an instant replay.
Well, I don't mean to make fun of this process, but remember 4032A? You remember 4032A?
Yes, sir.
And HJR, do you understand what we're doing?
Yes. What happened was we passed Senate Resolution 50 out in the first special session, and the Attorney General drafted a ballot title that was unacceptable to the members of the House Revenue Committee. They felt it was confusing, to say the least. So, House Bill 4032 withdraws HJR 76 will rescind Senate Joint Resolution 50.
Oh.
And this is intended to clarify it's like an eraser. It's intended to purify a previous mistake.
Mr. Chairman, would you not allow Peter Courtney to ask any
yes,
more questions?
Thank you. I'm very sorry. It's all connected.
It's all connected.
I think so, Mr. Chair. What it does is makes clear that regardless of which one of the measures appears on the ballot, they will have a ballot title determined by legislative council.
Right, that's what I said.
It was crystal clear to me.
Okay. Any other further questions? We'll close the explanation and open the public hearing on House Bill 4042-8. Is there anyone who would like to testify on House Bill 4042-8? Anyone? Okay. If not, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 4042-8. Open the work session on House Bill 4042-8.
Mr. Chair, I move 4042-8 to set forth the due pass recommendation.
Senator Courtney now moves House Bill 4042-8 to the full Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Senator Carter, do you wish to be included? No.
Mr. Chairman, I'm trying to be consistent since I voted for Senate Bill 50 before, so I will not object to the
Okay, thank you. It's unanimous, and it passes out with unanimous vote. Senator Courtney, would you like to carry this, or you can explain it with the other two?
Sure, I'll do this one.
Okay.
You wait.
I know you're
lifting. He has too much fun.
You're lifting kind of heavy tonight, but all right, we'll close the work session on House Bill 4042, and we'll open the hearing and work session on House Bill HGR 76-8. Mr. Warner.
Mr. Chair, HJR 76A is the substantive bill in which these ballot title measures are referring to. What it does is, first of all, it rescinds SJR 50 and then actually takes a couple of other steps to make sure that it does not appear on the ballot. It states that HJR 76 supersedes SJR 50 if voters approve both, if for some reason they were both to appear, and then it directs the Secretary of State to not place SJR 50 on the ballot. So The message is that this is to replace SJR 50. It is identical to SJR 50 that you approved in the first special session. It amends the Oregon Constitution. It converts the Education Endowment Fund into an Education Stability Fund, and with three-fifths approval on the part of both chambers of the legislature, and one of the following occurs. We have a general fund revenue forecast that for the next biennium that is 3% less than appropriation in the current biennium, or non-farm payroll employment declines for two consecutive quarters within 12 months, or general fund revenue is 2% below the forecast used for the legislatively approved budget. So if any of those things occur and there's a three-fifths approval of each House and chamber, the stability fund can be accessed. The expenditures from the fund have to be for public education. The fund can also be accessed if the governor declares an emergency and there's an approval by three-fifths in each chamber of the legislature, and that would occur even if the triggers I mentioned before were not in play. The major change in this in HJR 76 versus SJR 50 is that it transfers $220 million from the new stability fund on May 1st of 2003 to the state school fund. This is differs from the SJR 50, which transfers $120 million from the fund to the state school fund. So that's the major change between this bill and SJR 50. The $220 million transfer, we think, would leave the fund balance on July 1 of 2003 at $58 million.
Is there a discussion or questions of Mr. Warner? Not, we'll open the public hearing on House Joint Resolution 76-A. Is there anyone who would like to testify on House Bill, House Joint Resolution 76-A? If not, we'll close the hearing on House Joint Resolution 76-A. Open a work session on House Joint Resolution 76-A.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Carter.
I'm a no vote on this because I, even though its purpose and intent, it sounds exciting, but for us to take these funds at this particular time, whether we raise revenue and then to put us in 0305 with the possibility of downturns in June and September, I just don't see where I can be supportive of a measure. I'll be a no vote.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Is that your feeling too?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All right. Is there any motion?
Mr. Chairman, HJR 76 and Rose is a floor to be passed recommendation.
Senator Byrd, House Joint Resolution 76-A to the full Senate with the due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? I'm going to support this, and the reason I'm going to support it is by not hearing the other two bills, we don't use the tobacco settlement funds for schools. I don't think it's the right purpose, it's the wrong purpose. The litigation was posted on tobacco use and its damage to citizens. It was not intended as a settlement for schools, and so therefore, without that provision here, I'm more willing to support this referral. So with that, is there any objection other than the two senators? If not, the motion passes. I'll carry it. We are in recess until call of the chair.